Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday, and we're messing around with Ubuntu and virtual machines and Windows Azure with Edward Kohler. How's it going?
Good.
Thank you, sir. So we saw a bunch of different things where we could capture our own virtual machine, but a bunch of people have done that work for us already. There's virtual machines we can use today.
Yes, and actually there is an entire portal, an entire community portal called VM Depot that contains hundreds of virtual machine templates for you to use.
Mm-hmm. I saw Redis, and I saw Discourse, and I saw PHP ones and Minecraft.
Yes, you can find anything from RubyStacks to Minecraft to, again, very specialized virtual machine templates.
There was one that you liked in particular.
There is a very popular project management image which is called Redmine.
So Redmine.
So the way you can search for images is actually you can say, give me all the images that have a particular package. In this case, it's an image published by Bitnami. It has a Redmine running on Ubuntu 12.10. And here, as soon as I get the details about this image, I can also see what endpoints I need to open and so on. But what I really care about is how can I deploy it? So after I agree to the terms and conditions, I select the region where I want to deploy this image. And I get a short script that I can then use with the command line tools with the cross-platform command line tools.
Right. We'll start this process now, but we'll look at the command line tools in a minute once we get this virtual machine created.
Yes, exactly.
Created.
So I'll get this started, and then I will tell you more about the command line tools. So what I do here there are two commands: one to create the image, and the second command to open the proper ports to create the proper endpoints.
So let's create the one because I know that'll take a moment.
Yes. So I will say here
I usually put all of that in a notepad or something. So basically, it's by setting the deployment region, it's gone and written the script for you. So he's going to bring it into a text editor and get it ready. So
yes.
Azure VM create.
Here I give it a name.
Name.
Redmine 2, let's say. Some reason.
And then this is the like a unique identifier, isn't it?
-O tells the command line tool, don't get this from an image that you have in your account or in the platform repository. Get it from the community portal.
Okay.
And here is the image identifier, which tells exactly where to go, how to grab it, where to find it in the storage account for your location.
Okay. So let's get it started. Username and password.
Location, okay. And I will say it, Edward is username, and I will type the password, and then I will say I want to enable SSH and
definitely important. I've done that before. If you go and set up a Linux virtual machine and you forget to type in --SSH, you're effectively making it headless. And
yep.
Is it going to prompt you for a password if you do it like that?
No, I will have to type it. I just didn't want to type it here.
All right, makes sense.
Which doesn't actually matter.
Well, it's okay. It'll prompt you if you don't give it one.
No, it will not. You have to do it here.
So don't look.
Don't look.
I won't tell. Your super secret password. All righty.
To make it long. okay, I will have to close this. Close without saving.
Alt F4.
Good. So I'm pasting the command line.
All right. And the Azure, the command line is basically Azure noun verb, where Azure VM list.
Exactly.
Azure site create.
Exactly. Now, while this is going, I will switch to a different terminal and show you what other things you can do with the CLI. So, Azure verb, let's say VM. Actually, I can do a --help to show you all the VM commands, all the things that you can do with virtual machines.
So Azure VM disk, Azure VM image.
Also, all the verbs which are, if I can only get this to work.
There we go. Oh, yeah, capture, shutdown, so start, stop, all the usual things that you'd want to do.
Exactly. So there are operations you can do with VMs, then operations you can do with the endpoints, with the images, and so on. The simplest one, let's say what VMs I have running. Azure VM list. and I get the list of images. Azure VM list, I can add a dash dash JSON, and I get a JSON formatted description with all the details about the images.
And what, it's showing your, even if you had data disks attached or your endpoints that are opened up.
Endpoints, data disk, everything. And what is really nice is that, of course, you can script it. And this being JSON, you can parse it and do whatever you want with it. So you can build tools, other command line tools on top of this, just pipe the output to something else and do whatever you want with this
good,
output.
That's a good point.
So you
point.
Can you can use it for automation. That's the reason we added the JSON output for this.
Now, the other terminal that's running is copying that blob from the public storage account.
Your storage account,
your
creating
storage
a virtual machine image, and then deploying and then booting it.
And that'll take 5 or 10 minutes, but we'll do the Julia Child's, put the unbaked cake here, and then get the baked cake out of here trick. Do you have a Redmine that's already going?
I already have a Redmine that's already going. You can say it is the AKA Redmine 1, which is already in ready state. And of course, I can SSH into it. I can do SSH.
Well, can you actually hit it with a browser even, I wonder? It's running on port 80, right?
It should be running on port 80. I hope the one that I created is already there.
Well, and if not, we can look at it and add the endpoint. Yeah, so look at that.
It is.
Access my application. So click on that.
Access my application, and it's already done.
Right, so there's the Redmine system right there. And then at this point, of course, you'd have to go and set it up, configure
it,
add your projects and all that.
Exactly, everything. And of course, if you need to add something on the back end, you can always SSH into the box, add whatever you want to it, and then it's your machine. Basically, you own that machine. So you can configure everything. You can configure a lot of things from the portal itself, so from the web UI. But you have full developer access to that box. So you SSH into it, and you can configure it any way you want.
In another video that we did earlier, you can check out the ability to change a virtual machine and then capture it as an image. At the end of that video, you published it back to VM Depot, but people can also just keep it in their own storage account and
redeploy it or deploy a farm or whatever they want.
Very cool. Thank you.
That's
pretty cool stuff.
Yes.
All right. We're making Linux virtual machines and images and doing all sorts of great stuff here on Azure Friday.